strengths. Well, Abel is coming around to the one who shows up. Make this is a make it fill in. Make it see them. Discussing. So, he already has kosher mezuzah, he has the kosher tefillin, he has kosher tisnawi. So in this respect, now the problem is effectively, all these details coming up, which I hope for tomorrow. The city starts with 7 million with a lot of hay on the base. Last 10 lines or so, kosher tefillin. It goes straight to the short snippet on Lama Zion and Bays. Siva Kenegan Halei. Just a little bit more. Not much. Okay, so that's going to be the detail. So if you want to start learning, I don't know Torah Tuesday. It's a head that will learn, which has a track. So if you want to get a little bit of a head start, that's what we'll be doing. Maybe we'll be lucky enough to get some of the chorus out. Okay, now it's time for such. Siyata Gishmaya, we're continuing to try to complete, not today, we will not finish today, don't even think about it. Maybe we'll have it by tomorrow, last year, the question was, person has to put on a mezuzah on the 31st day after he moved in. When did he move in? So there's a dispute. Did he move in when he moved in? Who would not say he moved in? He slept. Slept there. George Washington slept here. That's when he moved in. Or no? When he furnished his apartment, then also considered to be moving in. Quoted a series of Gedolim, cited the Sefer Ogur Bo'alecha, Perek Zayin, Tzifot Vov, Chaskitzchot, Har Tzvi, Shubas Van Hogus, Gedolim Yolam Mamsh, say that once you make your first apartment, you've been worthy to live there. He started living there already. And he says no. Rabbi Feldman Shlichi. He says no. He says, maybe a chayav should base a otzer. Base a otzer, it's only chayav, in his opinion, when the balabas occasionally walks in. So if you put furniture that he never walk in, so then the clock doesn't start ticking yet. Even if it's perfect, it's completely ready to live there. On the contrary, if you do walk in, you know, just boxes and more boxes, then the clock would start. We mentioned the end of the shiur yesterday, Punduk. Oh, the magical Punduk, Rabbi Osakis. Punduk, that's where we all got started, on that Memdala Lemadal, that's where we're sort of holding, Rabbi Osakis. Memdala Lemadal talks about Punduk, we must have Dorba Punduk, Potem and Amazuzah. Okay? Potem and Amazuzah. Rabbi said, well, what about the innkeeper? What about Camp or Rosh Hashanah? I don't think it has a guest house. Oh, they are obligated. So he writes over here, Ogur Bo'alecha. No, Camp or Rosh Hashanah is not obligated. They don't live there. Who is this against? The Aruch HaShulchan. So today's topic is largely about this. Aruch HaShulchan writes this in Reish Pei Vov at the end, Sif Memches. Zel Shabala Pundik Wakab, Abu Yisrael Kai, who lasts Mazuzah's Bracha Dorm Shal Orkin, Shari Basili, the Shvil Orkin, as I said in Sif Yud Ches. Perhaps we'll get to Sif Yud Ches a bit later on. Not today, it's always tomorrow. That's what he says. And the Ogre Balach says the Rosh Hashanah is wrong. On what basis does he say it's wrong? It's not to say it's wrong, just like this. Very nice to say it's wrong. Rosh Hashanah is the God of the Dorm. He's wrong. Who are you to say is wrong? Well, they have to be wrong in claims. Why do they have to be wrong? Because after all, we talk here about the putting the putter within 30 days in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, the landlord is likely to be Jewish. The landlord is likely to be Jewish. What do you mean putter? But the landlord is not. It's right over here, it's a cotton. Sadi Gim. Yes, I know about the Rosh Hashulchan, I know all about it, but they're wrong. Then he goes further and says that there's a Gemara of Osai, on that Lamed Beis and Beis. So we started way back at the very beginning. Take a look. We just started. You're all. Shall base Munbaz Amela may also be put the Gosan can say the limitsu. Entire enterprise with only a Zekel the Mizuzu. Base Munbaz was an Eretz Yisrael. So presumably the owner was a Jew. So what do you mean Zekel the Mizuzu? They all that happened, but it was all Mizuzu without any Zekel. Right, number two. It's all the old Tzadi Gimel. Sikon Tzadi Gimel, the Perek, Lamed, in the same. Right, number two. Then he goes further and says, he quotes our ghost, my mini, Kupaskins, that a socher from a god is potter completely. Shit. Naya Maisa. I'll say why, that's what he says. So I guess the longest would be that if the mask is Jewish and the socher lives there, so it's called a sadar, but it's really because the Beisecha of the other Jews, some of them come together. So going out. I'm not going to go into the longest, it's a das yochi. Before the das yochi, he says, by definition, we're talking about a case where he's taken from a Jew and says it's potter. That's right, number three. And therefore, he says, if I have a furnished apartment, which is going to be rented, I'm also potter. And he says the same thing applies, in his opinion, to a room in my own house, which is designated for the non-Jewish living. Don't go into that. That's her room. Also potter. So says, you're asking the next to see a comment on me. Now, does everyone agree to this? I don't know if everyone agrees to this. It seems that there's a big dispute on this very Nakuda. But before we get back to the specific dispute, I'd like to show you things in print at the time of the belt. So I hope you have a Shulchan Aruch. You'll open up to the Nachlas Tzvi that I asked you to see. I asked you to see two Nachlas Tzvis. Both are very, very important. What we saw, now we'll the other one. Reish Tzadiyah. Look at Pesach Tshuva. He says, "Sivkot Dal." So look at it. Now look there first. I am the Tshuva's Rabbeinu Akiva Eger. So simple test. Shekosav Mishiyotza Vidirasa Levayis Acher Lo Dusha. The Yeshiva Mezuzah Mikvar Sheneich Hadar Rishon. The Mechuyev Levarach Al Mezuzah. We saw this already yesterday. This part. What bracha? The Ramban Abraham. It's funny bracha that we don't follow. Zeh mitzvah chadash lo bevayis zeh. Oh, dearly. Vigam aholech v'beiso al eze yamim de l'chora adin de shakotu de beiso yabarach ala mitzvah. Do ben atayin shal ohoya v'dibes beiso lo ohoya lo v'chovas mezuzah. Umas chal ato chiyuv chodosh. Parentheses. I am nachas tzvi mash v'asavti v'zeh. Shepheri v'zeh. Berke Yosef. The first day there's no bracha. We saw this already before. The second day memela. There's also no bracha. You can't make any bracha. Take a look at that nachas. I have been shuvas of kodal shekasaf v'shem shuvas bora gola rabbeinu akiva egan neri yor. Kaholot b'beis to alayzu yamin etc. U'masa b'chiv chodesh. Hine. Shom b'tshuva kosev v'za agor. Tell the shom. V'yav to masik b'beis to lodur. Kama kol b'shah she'en b'beis to lodur. V'kayim b'tzis b'zuzim. V'zim. How do you know? I am Baman Avram, Simon Chalpalas of Kohen Beis. So far, it's a mystery what that means. The Gamanei Beis of Turin, in Abaya Shalahem. Is that against that Aruch Hashem from yesterday? Sounds like. Tavi Kedar B'Baya Shula of Skura. End quote. Again, Asher Amru Chazal, Talmud, Hevanti, who lo Heven, and that applies to everyone in this room as well. Okay, Gamanochi lo Evash, we know Malo Hevanti, and in Masha, Ramas Rabbeinu Nero Yor, the Dibi Abaman Avram, Nero de Kavanoso, the Shamdoch Arias Ariza, the Shlele, the Talus Cotton, Af Balayla. Does anyone have sleep with the Talus Cotton? Follow their reason. You Chabad somewhere? There it is. Okay? The Arizal slept with the telescope. What was it, right? Another Gemara Menachos. So both sides, this is another Gemara fascinating. The way things go, it's amazing. There's a Gemara Menachos on that man Gimel of Abyss. Fascinating Gemara. So let's go like this. Last 2 hour line. Torah Rabbanan, Chaviv and Yisrael, Shesidavon HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'mitzvahs. Tefillin B'Rosh Hashanah, Tefillin B'Zeros Seim, Tzitzit B'Midday, and Mezuzah L'Pesach. Great. Alein, Ovad David, Shevayom L'Aticha. U'v'shah, Shendich Nastav, L'Beis HaMerfis. V'ro'atma, Omed Arum, Omar Oili, She'emot Arum, B'lo Mitzvah. Kevin should just give a Mila, should be Psara, and it's Yashva Taito. And he said, Shira, oh. Amazing, beautiful. Poetic, myriad, fantastic. Isn't it beautiful? So having said this beautiful Gemara, let me open my Magen Avraham. I'm already getting, I'm revving up the Magen Avraham for Ilchus Tzitzis and Tefillin. I pulled it out, the big one. Hope you have some Magen Avraham, big or small, because you're going to learn a lot of it in the upcoming weeks, because you have the Shmaya. As well as the Mishnah Berurah, I hope you all have that. Those are the main svarim, the halachas svarim that we're using, as well as the Rishonim. We try as much as we can the Rishonim which are printed in the back of the Sefer Menachos, to make it a little easier to find. Okay, let's take a look at Simcha Palav. What's there? So if you haven't opened up, please open up. Simcha Palav. Oh, says the Ramah. You're going to sleep at night, should not be wearing tzitzis. You shouldn't be wearing it. Is that good? This we are read, I'll be sold. It's lishka with lila with talis cup. What's the moment given base? Kosher, while in the merchits, lola ova came the lila. Should have gone came over. Assuming he slept in an old, he slept with no clothes. So they had notes. It's had notes filled in. So just as Arab as before. El akrochav sheshoche betalis kot. So he wasn't Arab. So he has his talis kot now. Said the Magen Avraham. Uvorev dibre kabbalah nekav. It's kabbalah. Okay. Avol the din desh tshuva. That's just all right. Yeshlama de malayla al kolponim hayalom lezuzu bepisto. Mash Ekim Americas. What are you saying over here? Guy sleeps in his own bed, he's the kind of mitzvah mezuzah. He's in the shower, he's not the kind of mitzvah mezuzah. You're not going to shower in your house. I don't look at that. They're public bathhouse. He leaves the house, you walk out the front door, there's no more mitzvah. That's what Rabbi Akiva Vegas calling is. You walk out of the front door, no more mitzvah. You walk back to the brother. Sounds very wild. That's what that is. It's hard to ride the brewer from this moment. Now, Rob, quite amazing. Quite amazing. If you have these, if you as a digression, but I came with this telling it to you now, this is not here. You have a regular Shabbat after in the bottom, it's Chassam Sobo. So I, this is as follows. Some poskim say, Cheder, Ish, Im Ishta, Yishenim Shom, is Kvotim in Mezuzah. And it's quoted as one opinion from both sides, here in the Aradea. Take a look. It's a very, very amazing din. But it is quoted, can't deny it, it's quoted. Reish Pei Vov, Ramosiv Beis, not explicit, that's what it means. Cheder Mamesh, Afilu Bokum, Shish, Vish, Yishenim, Shom, Chayim, Mezuzah. The yesh mekilim over the kabbalim shenash b'shofos potter them mezuzos. Mean a woman. Look at the girl's dormitory. It's a married couple. Potter them mezuzos. Of course, what a married couple does, and that's it's not nice that there's a mezuzah there. Which we'll, maybe we'll get to a little bit of tefillin. As we kiss, the tough kiss, all kinds of specific things which we'll get to in that soon. Fine. Kabbalos. So b'tzavku divrei Arizal. Ha ha. The bedroom where he slept, so he had a married person, had no mezuzah. Had no mezuzah. So wait a second. The pain is shalala. So these guys told us. So what do you do about the mitzvahs? Now this is very important to know what's not true. Holy faith, they're mash, maktaz, mashakot, and rabbi yavitz, the seed of shalom, the Yaakov Emden. Just a shamish b'tasu of a lubush b'talas kod. What? This rebosa is shalom kehilchus. Like right now, shalom kalom. Lo kaim olam ke. Chazam Sofer knocks out the right. It's lithos. The blavach inami lo haya arami mitzvah. The owner gufa mitzvah. So the problem with the Arizal was, shalom kehilchus kehilchus below him. Ubezuzo lo haya shalom. This is, I mean, we're going from India to India. This is a Chasam Sofer on the Mogad Avraham. Again, we'll get to these details of Mitzvah Shem a little bit later on. If you want to look up the source, for those who say that the tourists from the Mordechai Tov Kuf Sam of Tess, you'll see it over there. We'll get to the details of Mitzvah Shem later on, not this minute. Okay. So it comes out of both sides that the din is where there are rooms that you do things which are not so, you know, quote unquote nice, so you would not have to put a mezuzah in some of them. But let's take a look again. We saw, let's look one more time in this Reish paper at the beginning. Let's look one more time. What exactly does it say over there? It's incredible. I want to tell you that the, you look at the Shach in Reish paper in contest. Something quite amazing. He's Mekilin, who said, whenever there's a woman who's a married couple sleeps, there's no mezuzah, who are did it, and the Mekilin and Nashim, Nirchot, to be a Sachar, but Mechelek, and Nashim, did not. The Yash, the Rechitz, and the Kei, Yaruma. They bathe, and they're not dressed. He could be Zoyen, the Chisri HaKodesh. Who should walk in his fashion, I'm in it. She knows the mezuzah, ki him a Pesach, Rabbi, and Sadal Shuter Amen. Whoa! Was a minute. We thought it was more conservative, unaffiliated. Facebook. You have a symbolic mezuzah in the front door and nothing else. You think it started in America? Yeah? Some of things started in this country? The land of the free and the home of the brave? No. Take a look at both sides in Reish, Rambo, Reish, Pei, Zion, Sid, Beis. How many of this fashion from Medina's Elu? Does it mean America? Does it mean Poland? The robe olam somchin al mezuzah achas she'osim al pesach batayim ve'ein o nochom ve'ein le'mamashi yisrochu v'chein kol yirei shamayim yitakein be'isro gedino chol apsoch ha'machayove k'moshin yisbor ha'ma'aril v'tshuva. What company? What? Klai Yisrael has a minik. Every minik has some basis. The basis is found in the Bach, and the Bach is called here in the Shach. Reish Pevo Sid Koton Kes. Look at this now. It reminds us almost of that other shah about the new London who tried to knock the mezuzah down from top to the one third. But I want is Anshe Meisa, the Koro Bo, Hadosh, new Kurlniks. What's all the old minute, the old time religion? The same thing starts over here. Look at this. Look at this. Unbelievable. Haina Mishab Derochs and the Mesachor Bechorev, who Bechadar Bechayet, Omdim Shah Marumim. That's why they put up no mezuzahs in the house, because every single room they were naked. Umikarav nagu alomdim. Oh, it's the same lomdim that keep making tzoros. Same lomdim. Last mezuzahs b'chol ha'psochem shebebayis. Biutzrichen lizor shlo yasu mezuzahs b'makom shebegin shal nirchot to lechavis tinofis b'dektana, the diapers. Adka. You knew it, Shadishah. Covered. We'll see soon. That's not such an easy idea. I'll call Bonin. Amazing. The fact is, it's been defended that minute, believe it or not. Believe it or not. Comes the Taz in Sifkot and Dalit and says, take a look at Sifkot and Shavanah, Resh Pevah. Mokum Shesh Tinov Kon Shetinokos Betsuyim Shav Tov Lechazes HaMezuzah Mokum Tahara Tov Lios Nirtz, says the Taz. He says it goes to Smag Afilu Bepesach Abayis Mokum Shetchilas Shlish Elyon Lumalam Yitrochim Yochol Adicho Afapisha Chazeyri Betsuyim Shav. Whee! Man. That's my chazer. Wow. Who with the cost of Tov Shma Minosh Enikra Mitzel Dios Nirs is a lamadi she also had Noshim she no Jesus with Makma Shomim she go with the Bisham the dog ever be so it she ain't a matzalem she ain't a shank off and she'll tear the good of Lal in the woods the negative Hashem shall shakai. This is the Taz in Sifkot and Dalit. Second. Very nice. So, fine. We have over here in the Shulchan Aruch itself, we have Sif Beis, it's read together. Beis HaTevet, Beis HaEitzim, Beis HaDokah, V'chayovin. He saw this in the Rosh yesterday. V'anoshim Rotsus Mem, K'nei 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 which is used for normal living, HaFil HaBok, which is Yishvish, Shein HaShem, etc., etc., Zchai HaMezuzah, and you cover it some other way, etc., etc., etc. Fine. Comes there, Abosai, that the bottom line, leave all those digressions for the moment. David HaMelech had no Mrs. Mezuzah when he was in the public bathhouse. The right to the Kivay. So I quote this book that I wrote. Times the Nachas Tzvi and Nachas Tzvi right. Take a look. We're back to Nachas Tzvi, Reish Tzaliyah. The rest we'll come back to there tomorrow. We'll be there. So the Nachas Tzvi like this. Look carefully, please. Cross of a Mogan Avram. It's not the Malala Kopono and Mizuzah the Pisco and Shah. The name of the Gambisho Shane of the base of the Kabbis and Mizuzah. King of Gambis and Mermuz Kibbis and Mizuzah. That's the Kashim. That's the Raya of a Kibbe of the Mogan Avram. We have a little bit so far. The Aini Maven. The Bali Gamabes of Merkas is kind by all the common mitzvahs. Many mitzvahs here. Sheish Sechiris. I don't know what it is. Ala Kavanoso. Shalohoiso mitzvah so velvis also. Tumo hoya vavaye sheish of mezuzah. Bullet of talons and scissors, etc. Meredith. The Gemara Shemabes, cinema members, they're there, you can see them around you. Tzitzis, tefillin, mezuzah. You walk out of the house, the bits of your house, that's surrounding you. That's the knocks off the Rabban and Rum as a riot to Rabban Kivegas. So, wow. Let's go further. Let's not stop here. Umashikos, Kabbalah, based on the Torah, Bira Kabbalah, these are Hoyo Kayovin. The male of Hoyo, who Chayav and Mezuzah, Avura, Avshay and Mezuzah. That's a sign, that's what the Orchon Shulchan seem to say. Chayav for others. Kosher, Tachoponim, Chayav, Machmas, the Havik, and Mezuzah, Tem and Vio. Kevish and Machzul, Shem Caleb, Ubnei Mezuzah, Dorim Shom. I mean, it's, we'll read in next week's Parsha that the person's children are more important than his soul, than his Caleb. An interesting concept. An oath of your children. Interesting. Wow. This is an amazing thing. We pass the base altar of Moshe Yitzchayim. It's our psak. Does everyone agree to that psak of Moshe? Well, take a look for a minute in the Rosh Siman Tetzvah. We saw it a little bit yesterday, but I can see it again today. Please open to the Rosh Siman Tetzvah. have it, right? You pass it, the base of altar is chayav. Even if against the Rambam who says that the potter, you look at the Madani Yantif, it's quite a lengthy summation. We talked about a little bit yesterday, based upon the Gemara, which we're not going to go into again. So it's a mafloik. It's interesting. What's Rabbi Kivay is lush? Lush. What does it say? Kamaholat Mibesol Eze Yamin. He left his house for a few days. It's a few, what about a few minutes? It's a few days. Yeah?
In the Chuvah Tzad, it says Kamashos.
It says Kamashos in Simitess?
Yeah.
I couldn't find it. It wasn't on the shelf. You took it out?
Yeah, Bar Ilan.
Bar Ilan. You have a beautiful, beautiful set of Kivege. It's missing Kelagav. Gorgeous set. I don't see anyone. This one is one of his members. I want to look for it. How can the old quote show wrong? It's strange. It's quoted as how it's quoted in the Pesachet Shuvah. It's quoted in Nachas Tzvi. Look again. Okay. So I thought, again, based on the text I have in front of me, I don't have the kind of shows in front of me, I don't have the text, that the Pshat was the lashon of the Kivegir is a chiyuv chodesh. So chiyuv chodesh of Bosai is again only when I'm saying over here ezer yamim kamyam ezer yamim. Let me ask you a question. Just assume that this verse is correct. Again, I don't have a Kivegir in front of me. Assume it's right. What's the minimum number of days which qualifies for ezer yamim?
Two.
Is that two? We know that yamim is at least two. When you add something, usually it means what? These three, that's how I understand. Yup. Should have said your mach. You get daily yom. Some days. I got an impression that at least 3 days. And of course, why 3 days? But you have a shlosh and a little about to buy. Oh, that's the sound of the shot. You wait for 3 days and you're away from the term of the mezuzah so that you're out of it. I thought it meant perhaps that for less than that amount of time, people go away regularly. That's it's recent times. People go away for Shabbos. Go away for Shabbos. You go away Friday night. Go away for Shabbos. Time to Kippur or Rosh Hashanah. And you go away. You leave. You may stay over Sunday night. Oh, that's already now. Now you're ready. You're pushing it. And that's what Shabbos was. The normal way to live. You go away for a night or two here and there. It's not considered to be a chiyuv chodesh. On this basis, let's go back to yesterday's year. How come you found that people take off the mezuzahs to be checked, and even though they don't get back in the service until the next day, they don't make a bracha? Very common minhag. And if he was critical of the minhag of Pesachim Rabbi Yashiv that said, as long as it's not an overnight, you don't make a bracha. I'm telling you, you don't make a bracha if there is an overnight. So perhaps with this would be kivig, let's put it together. Not a chiyuv chodesh. Perhaps we can suggest something along those lines. Now, take a look at both sides. I told you, look in the Mordechai, we have this concept of every minute that goes by, no mezuzah, it's bad. Take a look at tov, uf, mem, dal. Yes, look at tzitzis first. You know, shas is last. Top, poof, and down. Okay. This is as follows. Come up on me, I tell us, also a little bit, I mean, over the paper, and I'll be able to look at two shots. Put on four corners with no strings. Get up. Move a hole. Vadai over v'kol shah shalom shah v'asei v'hatel bo tzitzis v'chein v'mezuzah u'makeh v'teda v'hatel bo lo mezuzah The yos of the kohen is kabayis. Isur. Other ba'amo, ba'as eikoy. Kesulah. So it's not a lav. It's not one of the 365 lavin. But every minute that you don't put up a mezuzah, you're above. Put it up. It's based upon the Gemara Masechta Shabbos. Kuf, lav, and aleph. On the base. Fine. This being the case with Mosai, you have to put up your mezuzah either just before you move in, or as soon as you moved in, or if you're renting, the beginning, as soon as it gets dark, the 31st night. Interestingly, I saw in the Sefer Shari HaMezuzah, he confirmed my wisdom against the Ogre Bola. Against the Bavan Abba and the Mishnah Brewer, you may not make a bracha until you actually move in. And Rav Moshe went further and said, quotes it from the Rav Moshe crying. If you look up at Shari Mezuzah, Perek Tazayin Sikon Chavez, even if you move your furniture in, you're still potter. And it does not have a din of base hotel. You know why? It's not meant to be a base hotel. And he quotes Rabbi Yoshev, Avnei Yoshev, who says, a base altar is meant to be an altar, is kind of a base altar. But it's meant to live in. So you have to wait the first night you actually go and you sleep there. The Baruch, I was fighting with this thing for a while, but I found some allies. Baruch Hashem. That's what I think is the problem. Fine. So now, once again, here in this Sefer, Ogur Molech, he says, in Perek Beis, the very beginning of the Sefer, Perek Beis, Sifri Beis, Yotan Yibesel is Man Potter, Amshe Yishibo is Caleb, Nirish and Potter. Huh? You go out, bring for his Man Potter, you only leave your Caleb there, you're Potter. Or if you make his case, you obviously left your Caleb there, you're still Potter. I base also. No! Base Otsar is only when you walk in and answer the kasha of the Nachas Tzvi and Kivei. Nachas Tzvi asks the kasha, what do you mean? That it needs to be a base Otsar. He says, no. A base Otsar is something that's a storehouse per se. As he keeps saying, it's a storehouse that you walk into it in order to enjoy it or to use it for your own private purposes. Then, you have a base Otsar, you don't eat there, you don't sleep there, etc. If you never walk in, which really yesterday, you wouldn't be chayav. His answer to Kasha, Nachat Tzvi, against Rabbi Akiva Eger. Very good. The text. The text. Now, we said before, Kamayom. Wait a sec. That can't be. This is found over here in Perek Beis, Rabosai, it's in Kotan, Lamed. Rabbi Akiva Eger brought a ride and the guy went to the Maribots. How long did that take? Short time. Even at the Maryland's your partner, that's your Gibson, what they say, Kamashos. Maryland is less than Kamashos. Even in the old days, I had to go to a public bathhouse to Kamashos in the Maryland's.
Get the water.
Huh?
And heated the water.
Whatever it is. That's what, again, I don't have the Kirby Vega, I don't have Bar Lab to show it to me. Compare the various texts, etc., etc. That's what he says. Even for a short period, I'm going to go into the shower. So what does it mean, Rabbi Osai? What does it mean? Again, he's going with his mahalach. I'm very hampered by the fact that I think the text may be incorrect. But I'm just telling what he says over here. He says, Pisca Chuva, we saw it. It's a very open Pisca Chuva of the mezuzah. What did he say over there? If you have the mezuzah, they didn't warm out trees to leave the house. Even though they didn't come back right after Shabbos. It's not Kami Yomim. It doesn't take a minute. We write a minute before Shkia. Still, you're potter. You walk out for a minute, you're potter. That's what he sounds like he's saying. You walk away, you're potter. Finished. So why is the question of Rabbi Akiva Eger only after, again, as it's quoted over here, Ezra Yavim, assuming that's the correct gears. And if you're the fewer gears, why only come and show us? 1 minute. True, you have no mitzvah, you can walk out for 1 second. But it's not a chiyuv chodosh. It's the old chiyuv again. In other words, you had your talis, took it off from it, put it back on again. So no one's going to have a mitzvah when it's not on you. But it's not a chiyuv kodesh, it's the old chiyuv with a little hafzik in between. That's how I understand this. But again, I have to see the precise text before I want to comment any further upon this. Fine. It's interesting. The Taz talks about the Shmira of Mezuzah. Oh, Shmira. So the Taz is over here. Raise your hand at the beginning. Man, he'll sleep in his bed. And the mitzvah protects him. How many mitzvahs do we do when we're asleep? Halavai is when we're awake, but not when we're asleep. Is what? Mitzvah mezuzah protects you when you're asleep. Why do they say it protects when you leave the house? Guess what? It's not true. You walk out of the house, there's no protection. No protection. No. I can argue. There's no protection if we still have the mitzvah. It brings a riot from the Gemara Lamed Gimel based from the beginning. You should put the mezuzah on the tefach of Salat Pachutz. When you're outside the mezuzah, there's no shmira. This is against the Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh says that if you have a mezuzah in your house, it protects you with China. Eretz Yisrael. That's the sequence out over here. Fine. So, oh, again, the same. I mean, still over here in Perek Beis. This is as follows. The Yesh Omrim Shemiyotra at the Shah Kala Chayim. Arguing, at least in part with the book, with Hirek as a soul. Quote the Maram Shekhar, Sukul Chon, and the Chumas and August. Why? Zel Beis Di Rosso. Das Kedoshim to the Filiyotza the Kami Omrim is Chayim. What's my Kotza? It's Rov Bnei Adam and Nishan Bibatayim Balayla. Let's say it's B'yom. So if you come back that night, then you wouldn't be potter from the mitzvah during the day. That's what he suggests. And then he goes further and says that there are some individuals who say, some poskim, V'yesh mechayvim in Hishra ha-potzim v'bayis, av shiyotu l'chador. He went for 2 months to camp or a shop. Left his furniture at home. Some say l'chak. He doesn't like it because he holds the base hotel in Chayv when you walk in. But there are those who disagree. But the Ritva is your part. Where's the Ritva? And that doubt in Shabbos, Kuf, Lam, and Aleph, and Beis. The Ritva is in the Sugya. But let it be Mila. You don't have Shabbos to do a Bris Mila. You can even chop wood to make a fire, to make a knife. Mavshim is don't have Shabbos. What about Tzitzis and Mezuzah? Can you make Tzitzis on Shabbos? Build the Mezuzah on Shabbos? Write a Mezuzah on Shabbos? Wow. Can you imagine a cipher? Right on Shabbos. Asked Rebbe Lezer, you take Sakras classes on Shabbos, the book, not class, it's the right mezuzahs. No, it's not true. Why not? What's the bris tefillin? If they're making fires, they're making knives, and they make a bris, why can't you sit and write the tefillin? Sit by mezuzahs to put on your house on Shabbos. The answer is, you have an option. What's the option? The Gemara says, the Yodolav Kiro. I can be mouthed in my house, and put. Some of these new svarim tell you how, if you just be mafia your house, you have this problem. Please, tell me about it. Use a couple of diras there to stroll you, maybe I'll have some. Count up a dira, T-neck. No, why not? Just be mafia your house, take it over. No problem. Anyway. So I'm not going to be mafia your house. I'll be paid with the mezuzah. Give me the $1 million house, I'll pay all the mezuzahs. No problem. Rabbi-san, so I don't recommend it, but he said you could do it, so that's why you can't just write the mezuzah on Shabbos. So as a ritual, you know what? Don't be so drastic. You can leave the house. Walk out of the house. So the ritual is clear. You walk out of the house, but it's a mezuzah. Right, brewer. The people that are on bad argument at court there on that, I'm not going to go into the details. If you want to have a chance, you will look at some. Fine. So, again, all these gedolim, Nachlas Tzvi, in the English version of Rashar, Michlash Shlomo, they all say, you walk out, you don't come back, it's no bracha, that proves you have the Chayav in the midst. Wrong! They want the Bruka Yosef against the Mavad Avraham. That's what you write. There's no hint of tips to make it wrong. Okay. Now we start about say part two of the issue. This starts with a Rambam. The Rambam is the only Rambam that Shulchan Aruch to, it's quoted in Sif Yud Aleph. Sif Yud Aleph and Resh Beis. Only for the Rambam originally. Not Rambam originals. Word for word, with the Rambam. Very above, Halacha Tes. Either the Rambam or Shulchan Aruch to Shulchan Aruch. Rambam writes, Very above, Halacha Tes. The end. Hachanoyes shebishvokim turin lifnei she'enad vuin l'dira. What does this mean? What? What do the words mean? Where does it come from? What's the source? I look for the source high and low. Kesavishna, zero. Frankel. The chorus with Tziyunim, they're very, 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 very thorough. Over here, zero. Zero? What? Rav doesn't make up dinim. Where does it come from? Where does it come from? What's he talking about? What happened over here? Now, the Shulchan Aruch, when he quotes it over here, let's check it out. Sukkos hachag v'chag v'avayah shebesfina. V'chanoyel shebeshvokim tur. Sukkos achag v'chag is a sukkah in the Sefer Yevamah. In the Sefer Yevamah, we know about that already. What's this? Where did this all come from? Where did it come from? Sukkos achag v'chag is the Rambam halacha test. Same halacha. A few lines earlier. There they quote the source. Yuvadav Yudav and Aleph. The only source I was able to find. It's a source that I never heard of. I still don't know what to find. But maybe you can invent the record. Sure enough, who knows everything? Chai. Chai. They say the story that Rabbi Vega has, like, you know, what I think brought us all the places in Rashi to any of them. He said, you know, Shas, he goes on. So it's time to add another. Doesn't. Chai and another doesn't. There's people that they know all over the world. I don't know if people know all these things. So here he quotes, I'm going to ask you to look it up, to be somewhere in your, I don't know, your search engines. The Parsha Sedura, Sivkotin Tes Zayin. I'll read it to you as it appears here. Ubekavon Hashina Haramba Lashona Mechilta, Mechilta, parentheses, Shebemedvish Tanoim. And the chilta usually means from the same as shmos. We're talking about dvar. Mevish tanoim and dvar, which is called the sifri. I don't know what he's talking about. But maybe you can find out somewhere.
Is he called the lashon or no?
Yeah. Isa sham. Direct lashon. The whole thing is five words. You can type in all five words and see if it comes up in the entire literature of Bar Ilan and everything else. Five words. Hachanus. Pitura. Shehi diras aror ay reish alfiut. Five words. What a fun. Rambam calls out. Rambam says no. Hachanoyel shebishvokim. He added something. And of course, the question becomes: he wants to know. The text refers to the pisuk shuvah. Sifkot reish peivo sifkot yud. So let's look there. Pisuk Tshuva, Resh Pei Vav, Sivkotin Yud. Oh, I feel bad. Should all sit around. The Rosh quotes it. I made a mistake. Simen Yud Ches. Have a look inside. Simen Yud Ches. It's all sitting around in front. Everyone asked. Simen Yud Ches in the Rosh. Here it is. Sukkah Zachar Vachar. Yud Yud Kav Yud. Vachanoyah Shemeshvokin Peturim and Amezuzah. Notice there's no source for Chanoi Shemeshvok. There is no source. Says the Gadayat of Nut, the Gosh of Rabbah, Vakesef Mishnah Lohera Lonu Shekomo. Afa Pisha Migdal Oz, Kosem Shemperk Komet Rabbah, lo mitzasim shom. The glow is again not accurate. Not it. Okay, so now, where is it? We know where it is. Now we know where it is. Some unknown medrash tanoim, which he calls a mechilta, which maybe we'll be able to find down the road. But it's still working on it. All the computers are working, all the search engines are humming and zooming and revving, and so on. No one's found it yet. We're all time, we'll tell you in a split second where it is. But you don't know. There it is. So anyway, that's around Pesuk we got. But he added a few words. Why did he add a few words? Let's go back to the Pesuk Tshuva here. Sivkatan, Resh Pevav, Sivkatan, Yud. Hafanoya Shemeshvokim. I am Berhetev. What did Berhetev say? Berhetev, Sivkatan, Yud, Dalet. Turim Meshiv Diras Aroi. Because of the task, I feel the Yoshim that I'm calling out Turim. Kevin Shayna Bisham Balaila, Mikri Aroi. But the Chosh and Mishpat Sivkuf Mem Sivches in the Chazok. Ches and Sabat. Aval Chanut Shiv Beisel, Mujram, Shit the Throne Mezuzah Psal. Okay, it's fine. I understand for Yad Aktan al Ramba, Peg Beis and Mezuzah, Post Chop Aleph. Is I Yad Aktan official of the Ramba? Could be. Shetoma Alzeh. The Yemiesh Bechanus is a Schora Hamun Al Shem Tomid Harale Mamish Beis Ozor. Now, the Rambam is Al Kash. Why? Because the Rambam says what? Who? Beis Ozor is what? Is Potter. The problem, of course, is the Rosh Yehu of the Rambam in Yud Ches. You know, he rejected the Rambam and says Vav. So the Rosh becomes the same problem. Look at that. The mefana asfora bisham balayla v'in amasha shem klum. The kol asfora l'chayvik v'beis am medrash. Darmina v'shiyol shem go kol ayom harei zedira. Where's that? That's sifyut. Beis am medrash potla v'yam mezuzo. Yeshom shem chayim shach yutes. Why? V'beis am medrash kemish shalam talmid v'yoshem go v'abok al erev. Dom on the Dira, most of this room is Chayim and Mezuzah, according to the Yashom. Well, Hashem, he would sit here all day. Doesn't say they stay there all night. I found people here at 4:30 in the morning, all kinds of hours, to whatever. But it's not supposed to be here at those hours. I repeat, you're not supposed to be here. The Shab says, both are on Erev. On Erev goes to midnight, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. You have to get to sleep in order to be able to make a proper Brooklyn's a Torah the next day. 2:43 is already a loss of shot. So you gotta get to sleep. I know it should be here after 2 o'clock. Shemite. That's when you fall asleep in a jiffy. Okay? Good. So. Fine. So here too. Behela the Kavonis at Turba Shubanara. Based upon the Rama, presumably. The Kanoyo Sheosim Biyoma the Shuka of the Krof of the Dolin. A fair, the county fair, the Yerit. All the Shema Chanuyos Peshuk Rakhom Meshach Hayirid Vachakach Mefarkim also. All the Ponim called the Lishma Tashmish the Mashach was took us time for Chazim. 1 week a year. Yes, the guy a Chosim. No, this is not a Chosim. You know, you want to marry my daughter? How much money do you make a week? Week? $10,000. $500,000. My daughter, good. Comes to the after the wedding, sits and learns, Yom Avol Laila, doesn't make a single penny, nothing. I say, Chaim, outside, you told her, sure. The week before Sukkot, say, I'm a first ride, you're going to make $10,000. Now you read. You read that throw gift? So that, yeah, you read your gift, and the rest of the 50 weeks, you're sitting in the basement, you're part of the Mezuzah, like Sukkot, Sai, Bachar, the week before Sukkot, that's all. I'm giving a motion. I'm sure there are. And do they tell the father they make $10,000 a week, and he assumes they make $500,000 a year? Well, that's your brother did that, or your brother-in-law? Which one? Shh. Both come in. Okay. All right. This is what it says. So Rabosai, I like this chat. I like it very much, but it fits it with the words. Sukkos Chag V'Chag. Chanash V'Shvach, it's in the same simen. I love it. It's a nice chat. It's a nice chat. A nice chat, very nice chat. Many others hold the same thing. The Mailer Rabosai, what about somebody who has a store all year long? Not 1 week a year. All year long. So he stays the whole day, he's highly connected by his memish. If he has a score at night, he suggests, maybe he can make a bracha. Day and night. Right? Face altar. Problem is, the Taz wants to suggest, based upon this Osh Mishpah, the Chas Chazaka, that's considered to be a roi, even if you're there by day, and not at night. So Rav Chaim Pedersen, I don't know what is going on with that. A powerful Osh. Right over here as follows. One lush, both the Taz, Masha Kosa, Mataz, Ain Muva. Two words. Ain Muva. Not understandable. Not understandable. Somewhere else he said that even the Choshen Mishpah is not the case. I'm not going to get out of the Choshen Sabbath now. I'm not learning Choshen Sabbath. He doesn't like it. Okay? So how does he learn Pshat? He says, Lo Domi Lo Otsar. The Sham Tashmish, this is what he says. This is bothering the Taz. Lo Dama the Beis Atem Lo Otsar Enda Sukkon Yud. The Sham Tashmish Hashayach Lo Ein Chiluk Bein Yom Alayla Kein Nirali. I don't know what in the world he's talking about. What does he mean? So, comes along our hero here. In Perek Lamedal, it's a Sukkon Ayinko. He says, no. The Taz is referring to a case where he removed all of the Skorah at night. Like Machne Yudah. Not 1 week a year. It's open 52 weeks a year. There's nothing. At night, you're there, nothing there. He has a booth, takes all, everything takes it away. And it's not just starting Machne Yudah. He quotes over here, again, Perek Lamed Daled, Sitkot Ayin Vav. It's an Alta Maisa. How alt is the Alta Maisa? He says as follows. Take a look in early sources in Mishonim, Trisei Chanuyos, based on Yerim Adalim, Rashi. They put the scar b'chutz, and at night they took it all away. Oh, Ali Adakana says, Rabbi Smedrish, it's enough to be there, even a book at Eregab, a non-dorm yeshiva. This is a dorm yeshiva, our code. A non-dorm school, they come there at 8 o'clock in the morning, they leave at 6 o'clock at night. You're still chayav in mezuzah. So what's the difference in the store? Also from 8 to 6. What's the difference between one and the other? That's a good kasha. That's a good kasha. How do you answer this question? He writes as follows. Based on Medrash is Dira Mamash. Mamash is, you live there, he said. Mamash living is this part of living. Is there any greater living than learning Torah? There's no greater part of living than learning Torah. Nothing. Not even eating the great food and the fresh food downstairs. Not even sleeping in the delicious bunk. Nothing as important as learning that the ultimate living is here in this place of Medrash. A problem. That if you look in the Gemara and Yuma, they sound like base of Medrash and base of Nessus is considered to be Kodesh, like base of Mikdash Harabayis. So to get out of the problem of Kodesh, if you live in the base of Medrash the whole day, it's like you live in the house all day. So therefore, it overcomes the merit of Kodesh. However, a store, that's life, that's work. Now, yes, in America, I'll tell you. You sit in the mismatch, you're like, well, you match a bank, you're sitting on a bench, a button that you are, as a gosh. Go to your office, and a face, and Fifth Avenue, some Madison Avenue, some, whoa, whoa, the 100th floor, I don't know, the 850th floor, the view of the whole city. That's life. That's not life. That's work. I kid you not. This is what he passes. We have to understand, it's not shkofer. It's halacha. He passes such a shayesta kash yadakana based on this. Learning is life, Rabbi Sa. Working is work. And don't let anybody ever tell you different. You have to go to work. I'm not saying you should go to work. You have to go to work. You have to make a living, you have to make a marriage, you have to support a family, huh? Fine. it's live, come back to the Beis Medrash. If you don't believe me, look it up. It's right here. Say, reading it directly. Perek Lamedala, Sifak, Ayin Vav. One more time, it's for emphasis. That's what it is. Shani Limud, David Tashmish Adam the Choshev Diru. Right? It's referred to your Kurdish. So we say, Yom Shoah Shem Yabok Ad Erev, he actually like Diru as a black Diru as a bias to Mugbal the Tashmisha. Mishim Shem 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 How much is not the time of the Shabbat? How does Orach Shiyos of the Chanos? How says, and you don't believe? How do you like that? Page top Lamaches. Shemot Hasei Nebus. Hasei Nebus. If he answers the question, I'm serious. I read it to him. This means the case of both sides. If the Schor is there at night, could be the Taz is Moda, and you can make a Brachah, as we suggest, against the Chol Masadar, especially if the storing of the object is part of the major function of this space, even if the Taz is referring to a store where there's score on a regular basis, that's only secondary. Well, this is from Rav Moshe told me the case of the guy where his main point is to work and he left a few candles just by sort of accident. It's not considered to be base ha'ot. Fine. And once again, he goes over here again and says that a balabayis is potter in the pudlik. Kambo Rasham is potter for putting the mezuzah in the guest house. Why? Because although they have beds and they have dressers and they have sinks, etc., etc., that is secondary to the dwelling of the distinguished guests who speak. This is over here in Sivkata Ayinfest. It's all on the same page, page top line. Chance to look at that. Not only that, Rabbi Osai, take a look here in the Rabbi Kiva Egan Sifir Al. He says something which we don't know what the word means, so we can't leave discuss it too much. Rabbi Kiva Egan Sifir Al. The bottom. The Grisha Kosav Azeh. When you're at the Bismar Azeh, Elu Chadarma Nekoran Klip. What in heaven's name is klip? I don't know what language it is. What's klip? Can't answer what klip is directly. He explains what he thinks klip is. What does it mean? Shemishtamish behem kol hayom. Kol hayom. He thinks that would be chayim, at least according to this Rebbe Kiva Egan, the Drisha, since it's against the Taz, who requires Yov Valayla. And he quotes over here, it's in the Sikkot Pei Tes. He found a Tosfos HaRosh. The Taz is right. The Lishka in the Mikdash, the whole Tumul, that's what it comes to do with Sefer Yom over there, for his parent. They lived there only at night, not by day. So the task is the same thing by day, not by night. But the preacher suggests that's only true in combination with the fact you only step there 1 week a year. But the task says no. If you look at the Tosfos HaRosh, you see clearly that he's right. Nothing to do with 1 week a year. This is independent consideration. So he wants to suggest that the task has a lot of merit. Oh. Fine. Now, I'm going to give you a little bit of a comic attraction, but we have to talk a little bit more tomorrow. We already spoke about a little bit today. But let's think of the Dibre Chamudos, Rabosai. Sivkot Memo. This will lead us into tomorrow's discussion. Sivkot Memo. Write as follows. Like this. First, he quotes from the Beis Yosef. Smak, Kolbo, says, the Beis says, Ata lo pachu b'sechas yuma eshadosh robs hasham al beis atem al beis abok al beis dira mamish hafa pish anosh robs hasham chai b'mizuz the oath that filu b'hanat lo pachu al b'nei shadosh robs hasham arubas rash b'chere she ish v'isha yishen abok hafa pish b'shamshin ein ol dem arubim chai b'mizuz v'chein ha b'dabar married couple they have a mizuz in the front under the bedroom door of Maisim B'chol Vani Libi Nokvi Baha. It says, Apish Misham Shemin on the Marun. The Otu Oro Mibli Lavush Miganya Tve Mitashmish. Called Brothers, Dav Kape. And the Ram, the Mirosh calls him Uncle Tvillin. Vaish Vase the Torah, O Tvillin. Otu the Shamish Baha Mito. Ashim Tzir, or Ashim Nidim Klebet O Kle. Rabbi Nabasik Shah. Yav Shar Sipre Kodesh Vichomashim Dimit the Tvillin. Okay, mezuzah migora, umashi munachas bekona, vane da lulo havi al kli echod. Vafidim shikfuah b'chafira, v'soch adav, v'gam bekona, lo havi ke kli b'tov kli, g'dis asa, the b'kli shu kel yom, apilu asara mani kechad mod adam. Ay, yavi is kasha, this is a bomb shal kasha. V'yim tova mezuzah, amare lo katoni lo, kiena de katoni tfilin, Be'adriyav, a mezuzah have a misnay, dimechuyemes diyal kol cheder. Beinu shalai, what a bomb shal kasha. Most public about Sefer Torah and about tefillin. Whoever heard of Sefer Torah in the master bedroom? Who put a Sefer Torah there? Even tefillin. I guess you go to a hotel, you only have one room, but tefillin. It's a closet, no closet. Come up with a shayla. Mezuzah is the most common example. Look at his answer is amazing. Yishlama, Adriyav, Mishavach, you know, but Tony, look at mezuzah. Shabane Osun Mizuzah, the Khadish of Hashem Shiba, how do you like that? He turns it on us and says, that's the one day that we saw in the Ramah, that a master bedroom should have no mezuzah. Wow. Wow. I forgot the Katoni Bayez Osun Shamish, but there's no mezuzah there. Lav Dachu Bayez Shurigil, the Shamish Bom, Yuchu the Kap, and the Bechor Bayez come up. The call of the man with the Dibru Bahova, Virogil, Bias also the car. Not that Mazuz is not there, should also Bias Potter. Now, the Abal Gab will end with this. Ev should the Noah Ibcha, the Mishim Hawk, he loved the Tony Mazuz, the Mishim Dana Kenami, the Mazuz Eno says that Tashmish, who buys Mishim Nash Misham Hayas Mazuz, Abish Misham Shabbat, yeah. What a great answer. Ain there beta loma game. I don't think it's correct. Ah, I've kind of run a time. Tomorrow we'll discuss some of these I love.